Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
We will get to the incredible Pac-12 Media Days here in a second. Before that, Sip, do you know what Bill's hat says over there?
First rate egg.
It does. It's not second rate. It's not third rate. It's first rate.
First rate egg. Right here.
They're a full service egg retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years in business. Always reach out at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com and ask for Parker or Chris.
The reason I was able to put nitrogen down, because of those guys. Because,
really?
Oh, absolutely. Parker's the one that hooked me up with the bonus nitrogen
bonus
for the yard. So very excited about that. That's just the personal care that you get. They can take care of everything. I need sulfur now also, Parker. I need to get some sulfur out there. But thank you so much for being able to get that done. That's just how they operate. And I can say like that. They are busy, 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 and fired up for us to be able to come out. Me and Jake will be out there this fall.
Absolutely.
We're going out this fall just to meet with them. They'll have a steak for us, and they'll have a salad
for
bar.
For lunch.
You want to come to Sip or not?
I'm okay. I'll be busy. You know that. In the fall, I have no time for anything. But you guys go out there and represent us.
We're going to go.
Have some steak.
We're going to go.
We'll bring a picture of you.
Yes.
We'll bring
Shin Daddy the pop-up, too.
We'll bring everybody.
Has anyone texted in from Friend about getting Steve a good rate on a golf cart?
I did get a text you might appreciate from the gal in Seward that went up to
Creighton. Went there?
Yeah. Didn't give me a name yet. She says, the lady from Seward that visited Creighton just drove by your windows and waved to you. We didn't see her.
Oh, that's...
She said, though, the berry pepper drinks were fantastic. Who knew?
Yeah. I tell you what, the service you get up there at that bank, and thank you for the breaker. Thank you for making... That'd be a fun drive. So Seward to Creighton is not a bad drive. It's a very... They probably went through David City, maybe whipped through... They went through Columbus for sure, Steve.
Bellwood, probably.
The question, do you go Rising City or Bellwood?
Yeah, that's a big one.
So I go... It's like, which way do I go? I came through Bellwood. I went Rising City on the way up, went through Bellwood on the way back.
Interesting.
Bellwood days, I think, are August 2nd to 4th, in case you're wondering.
Okay, I was one.
We got to get there.
We might have to get there if we can get to Bellwood days. Yes.
We could do a live report there.
From Bellwood?
Yeah.
Let's do that. It'd be great. It'd be awesome. Thanks to First Rate Egg. 464-5685, call or text as always. We did not address last week Pac-12 Media Days, which is, you know, really more Pac-2 Media Days.
It was
Washington State and Oregon State had their own Media Days. They have a commissioner.
They have a commissioner.
Her name is Teresa Gould.
Yep.
She opened up the event for the two teams by saying, quote, "We are drinking tonight. If anyone has earned the right to drink, it's the Pac-12. Oh. That was a direct quote to begin the evening by the commissioner.
For all the media, open bar. Open bar for the entire media. Yes.
They had this. It's an
two teams. Two teams. They had a meet in Vegas. They went to Vegas, had a two. Here's the incredible part. They still have all their affiliations with the bowl games.
Right.
They have all. So there's like seven or eight affiliations. They all still stand. Obviously, there's only two teams. So if they go 6-6 and get bowl eligible, they'll be going to a great bowl
great
game.
Bowl.
They'll be going to a great
Oregon
bowl
State
game.
Or Washington State.
Yes. Could you pull harder for two teams?
No.
I'm not. I mean, I'm pulling so hard for those two teams to have a good year.
What I'm trying to figure out, I think this Pac-12 Media Days occurred simultaneously with the Big 12 Media Days.
Correct. It did. At least on one of the last day, I think the
just
third,
across town.
It's across town.
I just wonder if any like the big media guys made their way over to the Pac-12.
There was several that made
When they heard about the free bar, they had open bar, they had to go,
but
didn't they?
But just to go and talk to them, would you not have went if you were there?
I would think so.
Yeah,
I think it'd be interesting. Kind of sad, interesting.
They'd probably tell you the whole story, you know, of different things. Of
maybe.
What went down.
And they got a commissioner.
Yeah. She said, again, we are drinking tonight. If anyone has earned the right to drink, it's the Pac-12. That was her opening remark.
Kleofkoff did not make it. He's no longer
He's no longer the commissioner.
No longer the
commissioner. What do you think he's doing right now?
I don't know. He's got a huge settlement.
You know,
he's just shaking his head like, what happened? What happened? There's a lot of stories.
Kleofkoff did. He messed it up. It's a sad. I mean, I don't want to invoke sadness in the conversation, but I like the Pac-12. I don't like that it's no longer with us.
No, it is. It's the Pac-2.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And that was so much. And then last year also, they had a tremendous year. They had a team.
They did.
They had a team in the national championship game.
Thank you. They went out on a high note.
How was Oregon last year?
Great.
They had a Heisman finalist for their quarterback.
They went out on a super high note.
Everyone had quarterbacks. Arizona had a quarterback. It was incredible. UCLA had a good year.
Yep.
You know,
went out on a super high note.
Yeah.
What are you looking at over there?
I'm trying
there?
To find the picture I sent you guys of the. There's a guy from Oregon State who went to a different place because he was not 21 years old.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to have a side press conference, but he could do it in the casino or something like that.
I think that was Boise State.
Oh, that was Boise State? Oh, okay.
There's a running back from Boise State who was not 21, couldn't get into.
Which is still awesome, by the way.
Yes, couldn't get in. I think they maybe would have checked that. I have a hard time believing, too, that they couldn't have a special exemption somewhere. He's monitored. We'll walk him in. He'll do his press conference. And we'll walk him out.
I have a hard time.
You have a hard time with that, thinking that, there's never been someone 20 years old in that casino. I'm sure that's never happened.
The Pac-12, no longer with us.
They have their bowl games, though. Like Bill said, they go 6-6. Great bowl game for one of those two schools.
Oh, yeah, they'll be.
Could be great.
Yeah. Just wonder how they'll do. Wonder how they can function, how they can recruit. How do you recruit? I mean, how do you do it?
No, it's going to be.
How do you do it?
It's brutal. I'm sure what they're hoping every day is that someone throws them a lifeline. Whether it be the ACC, whether it be the Big 12, whether it be someone else's.
But there's another round of reconfiguration.
Yes, which we all know there's going to be more things happen.
I think so.
If not, most likely the Pac-12 name will stay the same and the Mountain West will just...
Fold into it?
Just morph into it. Is that a word, morph?
Yes.
Okay. Did I use it correctly?
Morph, fold, yeah. Okay. Yeah, both.
Thank you. I'm working on words.
Morph, fold.
Vocabulary.
Yes.
Yeah. So it'd just be... Yeah.
So now it's the Pac-12 now, but it would be... Fresno.
Then who? Yeah, Fresno. Boise,
San Diego State, Colorado State. That'd be not be the Pac-12.
Would be the worst thing.
Would be the worst thing. No, and then they have to get some sort of a TV deal put together.
You lose USC and UCLA.
Yep. Yeah. That's
just the killer. Rough. That's over.
That's
it's
a
not
killer.
The Pac-12 anymore.
Yeah. That's a killer.
Yeah.
But Pac-12 media day, two teams, an open bar. That's how you do it.
And then next week is next week Big Ten media days?
Yes, next Tuesday through Thursday.
God, I
media
get ready
days.
This
Nebraska
week.
Will go on Wednesday, so they're the middle day, second day.
When
are you
Nebraska.
Driving the van?
Yeah, we're driving a van. The old van is deceased.
It's done, right?
It's done.
Kaput.
It's kaput. It's been sold at an auction. It's gone. It's out of this area.
I'd love to see it whip by.
Sold at auction.
Does it still have the ticket on it?
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture of it at the auction. It was still on it. But, there's a new van that we will have going out there.
Who's going with you?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nick will drive with me, and I'm not sure who else beyond that.
Big Swim.
Yeah, Big Swim. Swim.
Okay.
People, well,
is Farley
people are,
going?
I think Farley's going.
Okay.
I think he is.
If Captain. Not,
believe so.
It's going to be a full van.
Captain might be driving with us, but I think everyone else is flying.
Okay. Farley's flying?
Yes. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's Hall of Famer.
Come on now.
Yeah, it's probably private jet. he's on the private jet. I'm sure it is.
All right, so that's next week.
Might be going down.
That's next week.
What if he flies down with Dannon? Farley.
Maybe.
It'd be awesome.
Right-hand man.
Yeah, yes. Dannon rule. Okay, so that's next week. That I get ready for that. Man,
media days.
My anxiety just went up a little bit.
Same here. This week, I said, oh, my God, next week is media days.
Well, let's just get ready every day. Do a little thing to get ready every day. I'll start packing.
Okay.
I got to remember
underwear
my luggage.
Remember. Yeah. It didn't work well in going to Texas.
It worked fine.
Forgot your luggage there. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Yes, you did lose Friday on Film Friday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We didn't get Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
No, you had a winning week, though, and you're still way above 500. You will be above that when the reset happens.
Mm-hmm. August 1.
August 1st. Today's topic is Nebraska County Seats.
Oh, God.
I will give you the name of the county. Tell me
we need Will.
Will. This is
just opens this up to embarrassment.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It's okay. There's 93 options here, 93 counties. Got to name a city or a town.
Jake.
Think you know your Nebraska County Seats? Call us right now, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in Shut Up Sipple in the topic Nebraska County Seats. Playing for a business box of bagels, 12 bagels, 2 tubs of cream cheese, courtesy of our friends at Bagels and Joe. 4 Lincoln locations and also 1 in Seward.
Okay, 5.
5 locations in total. That's right. We've got Steve on the line. Steve, how do you feel about Nebraska County Seats today?
It's going to be like taking candy from a baby, frankly, so.
All right.
That shot's fired and rounded.
We're a month out from the St. Laborie watermelons.
I'm sorry?
Say that again?
We're a month out from St. Laborie watermelons.
St. Laborie watermelons.
I don't know what
we're a month out. Explain, please.
This is the attorney for the Stars.
Yes, this is Mossman. Oh. I knew that.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
This is Mossman.
August 15th, I was in Grand Island.
We have a lawyer on the phone.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
This is trouble.
Talking to a watermelon
last year to get the watermelon, I had to go to your house.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to go to your house to get the watermelon.
31 days from today.
Yes.
All right, well, get a month away.
This is trouble.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. Bill is a lifeline for Sip and One Question, as always. First question goes to you, Steve. Here we go. What is the county seat of Buffalo County?
Really? Carney.
I would have gotten
brilliant!
Carney is correct.
Yeah, no, I would have gotten that one, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, I know you would have said, but I mean.
Oh, boy, we got a rivalry here. Okay, 1-0 lead for Steve. Sip, first question for you. What is the county seat of Boone County?
We should know this.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, help. I mean, I need some help. I need a lifeline.
I don't even know if the town... I have a name, but I don't think the town's... That could be all.
Does it correlate?
Is
there some correlation?
I don't think so. Central City.
Okay, I'm okay with you doing that.
I think Steve will get this right. Do you want this, Steve, or not?
Well, I mean, should I take candy from babies or should I not?
It's up to you, Steve.
Okay, Albion.
It's Albion. We just talked about Albion. Our friends at Applied Connection.
I got jacked up because of trade-offs.
No, you're 100% fine on that guess.
That's all right.
Yes.
I signed off on it. I'm fine with
2-0 lead for Steve on the line. For the win, last question. What is the county seat of Cherry County?
Valentine.
Brilliant.
But I had that one too.
That's a 3-0 route on a Monday. Steve, he hung up. He just hung up. Look at that hair. There's the dial tone. Legitimate dial tone.
Why would you hang? He's
he could have got bagels. He could have had bagels. He just said, I'm good.
Sure he'll probably still get them.
He hammered us.
Yeah.
We got jackhammered today.
Yeah.
We did.
That was a
although
was a route.
We would have gotten some of, two of those. Valentine, we would have gotten.
If I would have taken a little time out, I would have got Albion too.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why.
It's okay.
Okay. Tiebreaker.
Bill.
There are 93 counties in Nebraska. What license plate number is Webster County, which is Red Cloud?
That's really hard.
Between 1 and 93 somewhere.
Oh, gosh. See, Red Cloud.
Hmm.
I'm going to say it's 64.
Okay.
I mean, higher?
It's like 70 or something like that. How about 45?
45. Very 45. Random question.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be right. You're supposed to get it right.
Yeah. Right. Red Cloud's 45.
You're not supposed
45.
To get tiebreakers right.
You don't see 45 county around very much.
No.
No, you don't.
Not up here.
Never been to Red Cloud before.
You don't see 45 very often.
Yeah.
You don't. What do you see around here a lot?
Any 45 county listeners?
What do you see around here a lot?
25, Butler County a lot.
Yeah, definitely see 25.
25.
Yeah.
3, Gage County. 22, Saline. Yeah, see a lot of that.
Okay. Jake, you're good at this. What else?
Occasionally, the 6 or an 8, I guess.
Yeah,
six
you
is
see
like
a 6,
Fremont,
Plasmouth,
right?
Yeah.
Is that Fremont?
No, six? I think I think 5 is Fremont.
5 is Fremont.
100% sure.
Norfolk 7, right?
Yeah, Norfolk 7. Columbus is 10.
Knox is 12.
Yeah. You don't see 10 county around here very much. Because I know when I see a 10 county, I'm like, okay, cool. Columbus.
Yeah. About a 45 county, though. Any 45 county listeners for early break? Anybody out
Plattsmouth
there?
Plattsmouth is Cass County. Huh. 201. What's that mean? 201. Help me.
That's not a license plate number. Between
20. Okay, thank you, Bella.
20.
Plattsmouth is 20, not 6. What's 6? I don't know what 6 is.
That's not.
Don't look at me.
You said
20.
Fremont's 5.
Fremont's 5. I don't know what 6 is. I see them, though. Fremont's 5, Jake.
Seward, 16 counties. See a lot of 16
yeah,
county cars, I guess. Thank you. So,
all right. Let's get
there
out
go.
Of this.
That's a loss. That's an L, but there's always tomorrow. It's fine. Congrats.
There's
to Steve.
Always tomorrow. We're going to do a show tomorrow.
We're doing a show tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Today was fun. Tomorrow will be fun.
Yeah.
We'll do shows.
SEC Media Day results or some response from day one tomorrow.
We'll do shows all week.
We will do that. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.